Medical marijuana is legal in 29 states. In Vermont, it's been allowed for more than a decade. Yet medical patients can still have a hard time affording it. Vermont Public Radio's Emily Corwin has more.
60-year-old Mary Jane Sarvis is driving a red pickup truck.
In half a mile, take a slight left turn onto Birch Street.
Okay.
We're heading to a medical marijuana dispensary in Brattleboro, Vermont. Sarvis usually goes to the dispensary closer to her home, but they don't carry a particular cannabis-infused vape pen she wants to try.
Specifically, the one I want, the indica, for when you wake up in the middle of the night and you have a lot of pain and you can't go back to sleep.
Sarvis has permanent nerve pain from a childhood spine surgery. For over a decade, she managed the pain the way her doctors recommended, with ongoing prescribed opioids. Last year, Sarvis detoxed from opioids as an experiment to see if she would feel better with just marijuana. It worked. She says she has less pain and more energy.
Okie doke.
Now the pain is in her pocketbook. Sarvis says she spends about $200 a month on medical marijuana. Here at this dispensary, she'll spend $110 on a single cannabis cartridge.
Hi, I have an appointment, Mary Jane Sarvis. I'm a little late because I got sent off by Google to somewhere else.
Okay.
Between 20 and 40% of Americans suffer from chronic pain. And today, a majority of Americans live in states where medical marijuana is legal. But even though Sarvis says medical marijuana works best for her, the opioids were cheaper.
You know, I can get an opioid for a bottle of opioids for a dollar on my state insurance.
Vermont does require dispensaries to offer discounts for low-income patients, but they're small and not consistently available. Sarvis says she thinks her insurance, Medicaid, should cover her medical marijuana. But
there's really no mechanism in Medicaid to do that.
Dr. Scott Strenio administers the Medicaid program for the state of Vermont. He says the federal government won't allow states to cover medical marijuana with Medicaid dollars.
By virtue of being a Schedule I agent, I think that's the sticking point.
The Justice Department classifies marijuana as a Schedule I drug, along with heroin and LSD. That means it has no currently accepted medical use. A recent statement by Attorney General Jeff Sessions suggests the feds are hoping to make it harder, not easier, for Americans to use marijuana. In the meantime, Mary Jane Sarvis is trying to find a solution she can afford. She's learning how to grow marijuana plants herself.
Huge learning curve. You need separate lights for starting the plants as to bringing them to flower. So I'm working on learning about that part.
Sarvis expects startup costs to run at least $1,000. That's a lot for her. But she hopes growing her own marijuana will eventually be cost effective. For NPR News, I'm Emily Corwin in Vermont.